Vaitra Zakta Heli Mishnah Masechtas Pleres Perik Vav Mishnah Vav Ein Loi Beyim. This p'char does not have part of its body that's supposed to be in two separate, like sacks or pouches. Rather, they both seem to be in one. Oy Ein Loi Alebeya Achas. Or he has the two sacks, but only one of what's supposed to be inside is there. So this is a mum. In order for the p'char to be a kosher p'char, it has to have like two pouches, and what's supposed to be inside is supposed to be in each one of them. Rabbi Shmuel says, Im yesh le shnei kisin, if there are two sacks, yesh le shtei beim, then it has two beim. Ah, you don't see it? No, it must mean the one you just can't see. It's inside somewhere. Ein li ole kisech, but if it only has one pouch, then ein li ole beya achas, then we assume it only has one of what it's supposed to have. In other words, if what's supposed to be inside these sacks, if two are in one sack, that's no better than just having one to start with. Both would pass the animal. Now there's another sheet. Rabbi Kiva says, Mashivai al akuzai, when a p'char has two sacks, but only one is visible, then you have to test vaita. The person, Mashivai, sits the p'char al akuzai, on like the bottom part of the animal, umemayach, and he squeezes. And that's the test. Im yesham beya saifalatzis. If there's a second, what's supposed to be inside the beya, it's going to come out when he squeezes it. But even after squeezing it, it doesn't come out, then we say, oh, this is a mum, and it could be shechted. Mai said there was a story, shemiyach v'lo yitzasa, that a p'char that had two pouches, but only one was full, and the person squeezed it in order to see if it can bring out the second one, and it didn't come out. Vin nishchat, so they shechted it, assuming, okay, it's like a missing one. And it says, dvuka b'ksalem. And then they taka found that it was there, and it was attached on the inside, like in the area of the inner part of the animal's back legs. Oh, so l'chayr, it's a mistake. This animal never had a mum. It was there, we just didn't see it. Sakta Mishnah, no. Despite this, the hitter Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva still said it's mutter. If it wasn't found with the test, even though it was found later, it's still considered a blemish. But v'as Rabbi Yechon ben Uri says, no, l'maaseh, it's there. And therefore, it was never a mum in the first place.